Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Metal Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh. What's up, everybody? Welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for checking in. I'm Tombstone Josh. This is going to be a fun show. We're back to basics for this week. I do have an interview lined up for you guys next week. But on today's show, just going to be breaking it down, man. Looking forward to talking to you guys. Just you and me. Hey, it's just us this week, man. So let's have us a good time. Going to be talking about some news. And then also, I wanted to put a spotlight on this little band. Maybe you've heard of them. They've been around for a really long time. But that band is Aerosmith. They just dropped some news. They have some stuff going on. So we're going to talk about that news, talk about the band a little bit. And then I'm also going to give you guys my top 10 songs by Aerosmith. So it's going to be a fun episode, man. Looking forward to it. Strap it in. Lock it down like we always do. Let's have ourselves an awesome, awesome week. And, welcome. Hey, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Join us here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network for all of the fun activities we have going on for you guys. It's like that scene in Step Brothers, man. This channel is growing, so we have so much room for activities. And we would really appreciate if you guys join us in those activities and hang out with us, man. Speaking of activities, there's something big going on this weekend. Man, some good stuff happening over there. There's an event happening on our YouTube channel where my brother, Mr. Review Rob, is going up against the poser, Mr. Joe Leone, or as I like to call him, Joe Lamone, for the championship belt, man. That Thrill Me Podcast championship is on the line. Once again, these two are going to be facing off, and it should be a good time, man. So check it out. All other fun things happening over there. There's some games going on. There's a brand new game federation that's popping off. I'm going to be doing a 20 questions. You guys have 20 questions to guess what band I'm thinking of, man. Will it be Guns N' Roses? Will it be Aerosmith? Stay tuned. Check it out. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe and that notification bell so you know when all of the things are going to be going on, man. So we greatly, greatly appreciate you. But let's jump into today's episode. Speaking of today's episode, I wanted to start a new trend because I like it, man. I think it's cool. All around the world, especially here, it seems like, there's a holiday. There's a national celebration of something popping off all the time. Whether it's real or not, who cares? Because it's just fun to celebrate stuff sometimes. My band is actually going to be playing on Cinco de Mayo coming up this week. That's a fun thing to celebrate. But as of the recording of this show, it is May 3rd. And I wanted to run down the list of things that they celebrate on May 3rd. And I felt like there was no better one to start off with than National Paranormal Day. What a good one, man. If you like talking about spooks and ghosts and goblins, if you like going ghost hunting, we have a lot of cool things down here in Charleston has to do surrounded with ghosts and history. Maybe go out, do yourself a ghost tour, maybe watch something spooky on television because it is National Paranormal Day, man. So thank you guys for checking that out. Another one is National Constitution Memorial Day. Today, Japan upholds banners of peace and democracy by renouncing violence for humanity's betterment. So, man, that's a good one right there. Great American grump out. Hey, great America. Let's get our grumpy mood a day off today. Is that what that means? Oh, I guess it's saying, hey, why don't you go ahead and get all your grumpiness out of the way? You got to get all that negative energy before you go and celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So I kind of like that one a little bit. It's International Wild Koala Day. Those things are freaking adorable. Definitely want to celebrate them. National Chocolate Custard Day. Not a big fan of chocolate. Custard. Not a fan of custard, actually, but hey, I mean, maybe it's good. If you like it, that's cool. National Interpreter Appreciation Day. So if you interpret for people, we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for that. National Lumpy Rug Day. Now, I saw this one a little bit earlier, and I was like, what the heck? National Lumpy Rug? Hey, those things, you know what? Hey, you go step on a lumpy rug, man. They're pretty comfortable, man. But it's time to let go of the old and usher in the new with this spring. I guess it has something to do with changing your... I have no idea why they celebrate that, man, but good for them. National Montana Day. Hey, I hear you're a pretty cool state. Big-ass state, too, man. So, hey, man, shout-out Wendy. Speaking of Wendy, celebrating, this was National Public Radio Day, man. So, shout-out Mr. Wonderful. He is, that is his line of business, man. So, props to him. Thank him for all he does. Inspiration, you know what I mean? Seeing what he does professionally and how he does his job is an inspiration, man. So, Mr. Wonderful, shout-out to you, sir. Also, speaking of him, man, his New York Knicks won a basketball game, man. I know he's stoked about that. So go Knicks, go Knicks. That's awesome. See what else they got here. National Skilled Trades Day. That's me, man. I'm in a skilled trade. I use my hands. Not only am I a drummer, but I like to fix things, work on things of that sort. So shout out to all the guys out there that have a skilled trade. It's National Two Different Colored Shoes Day. So I've never rocked that trend. I never did the two different shoes thing. But if that's for you, man, go for it, man. It says embrace all of your quirks and celebrate the characteristics that make you a unique person. That's cool. That's something I can get behind, man. All right, let's jump into some news, you guys. So I haven't done a news episode in a little while. I wanted to share this little tidbit of information because it's a band that I'm a big fan of. They're one of my favorites of all time, and I'm really interested to see what direction they go in with the passing of Taylor Hawkins. But that band is the Foo Fighters. They have announced that they have a brand new album coming out, and they actually released the first single off of that album. But following a year of staggering losses, personal introspection, and bittersweet remembrances, Foo Fighters return with But Here We Are. It's coming out June 2nd on RCA Records. A brutally honest and emotionally raw response to everything Foo Fighters endured over the last year, But Here We Are is a testament to the healing powers of music, friendship, and family. But Here We Are opens with a newly released lead single, Rescued, and the first of 10 songs that run the emotional gamut and rage and sorrow to the serenity and acceptance and the myriad points in between. So that's awesome, man. Looking forward to that one. I have checked out the song a bunch. It's really good. I was thinking about doing a reaction video to it, but it's pretty emotional, man. Just thinking about, you know, the ties to Taylor and where the band is now and where they're going to be going moving forward. It's a great song, of course, because that's all they do is put out bangers, but it's an emotional ride, man. It's an emotional journey. So good for them on that one, man. Looking forward to the album. Don't know who's playing drums. That one's up in the air. I've seen Rufus Taylor could be doing it. I've seen the Pearl Jam's drummer could be doing it. So many rumors. Dave could be doing it. We'll see, man. I can't wait to see who they trot out on tour with them. I can't wait to see who's playing the drums on the record. Is it going to be a collaborative thing with a bunch of different drummers? I don't know, man, but we shall see. All right, this next article comes from our friends over at Loudwire, and I wanted to share it with you guys because I like what they're talking about here, man. So your favorite music shouldn't just sound good. It should also make you feel good. A new study by Within Health has revealed which rock and metal bands make people feel the most confident about themselves and their bodies. Medical News Today defines body image as how an individual sees their own body and the feelings of associated with perception. To gather the data, Within Health studied body positivity related playlists on Spotify and then surveyed over 1,000 music listeners on how certain artists and songs make them feel about their body image. Within the top five artists for making people feel confident are Lizzo, Taylor Swift, Adele, Beyonce, and Lady Gaga. A total of 64% of participants who noted feeling confident about their bodies listened to rock and metal music. 40% of them listened to alternative music, while 23% are metalheads. Within Health broke it down even further by inquiring about specific artists within each genre. The five rock artists that make people feel the most confident are Queen, Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, and Pink Floyd. According to the study, and the five metal artists who make people feel the best are Metallica, Tool, Nirvana, aforementioned name that I don't like, but if they make you feel good, good for you. It's Five Finger Death Punch, by the way, and Avenged Sevenfold. So that, I thought that was a really cool article and a fun list to share with you guys. How does Five Finger Death Punch make people feel? You know what? They probably trick you with their sounds. They probably get you roped it. You know what? I'm not going on a negative track there because I'm not going to do it, man. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about some Aerosmith right now. Big news drop for Aerosmith. So they had a peace sign that they kind of teased on their website. People are like, what is this going on? But it did kind of seem rather obvious. They've been doing on and off things for it feels like the past 10 years to do with tours or trying to tour, and then something happens, whether it's with their drummer Joey Kramer or their singer Steven Tyler. Something always seemed to happen. So when the peace sign went up, people automatically thought they're about to go bye-bye. They're about to do their farewell tour. And that's what it turned out to be. Aerosmith announced a peace out final tour with special guest the Black Crowes. Now the Black Crowes, if you listen to this show, you know that I love the Black Crowes. Went to see them last summer with my brother here in Charleston, and they absolutely tore the house down. So this is a pretty banger of a concert lineup here. It's getting that draw, man. It's kind of reeling me in because I love the Black Crowes. I do love Aerosmith. So this one, this that's a great get, man. That's two great, awesome bands right there on that bill. Might have to go see that one, man. But four-time Grammy Award-winning and Diamond Certified rock legends Aerosmith have announced their Peace Out Tour with special guest the Black Crowes. Fans will see one of the most significant American rock bands in history during this not-to-be-missed final tour. Every night will celebrate the five decades of Aerosmith's groundbreaking hits. They celebrated 50 years as America's greatest rock band. In a joint statement, Aerosmith shared, "It's not goodbye, it's peace out. Get ready to walk this way. You're going to be the best of our lives." So good for them, man. Like I said, I mean, it's interesting, man. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to it. They've kind of struggled over the years. I mean, hey, they're getting up there. Like the thing just said, they've been kicking ass and rocking faces for 50 years. So it's kind of cool. I feel like they've deserved this. They've earned a farewell tour. Maybe I guess we're going to wait to see if it's going to turn into like Kiss's thing where it just kept going and going and going, or maybe stop and then come back. So we'll see what Aerosmith wants to do. Another article I wanted to share with you guys, Joe Perry on his relationship with Steven Tyler. Right now, it's about as good as it's going to get. In a new interview, Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry touched upon his relationship with the band's lead singer, Steven Tyler. He said, "Well, we've had our ups and downs, and like everything, there's a balance. There's the good and the bad. So it was as bad as it could get, and it's also been as good as it can get. And I have to say this right now, it's as good as it can get. I think we're both paid our dues, so we're due some good times." Back in 2014, Perry spoke to the Vanyard about the difficulty of keeping Aerosmith together in the last couple of decades, especially after the group's mid-1980s run. So I'm glad to see everything's on a good path for them. I can't wait to see the response to how this tour goes. I believe the closest they're going to be coming here is Charlotte, so might have to work that out. Might have to go. But I feel like that's a perfect segue to jump into some Aerosmith discussion with you guys. For those of you that don't know, Aerosmith is an American rock band formed in Boston in the 1970s. The group consists of Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Tom Hamilton, Joey Kramer, and Brad Whitford. Their style, which is rooted in the blues and hard rock, has also incorporated elements of pop rock, heavy metal, glam metal, and rhythm and blues. And it's inspired many subsequent rock artists. They are sometimes referred to as the Bad Boys from Boston, America's greatest rock and roll band. Primary songwriting is between Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, and they are often known as the Toxic Twins. Aerosmith is the best-selling American hard rock band of all time, having sold more than 150 million records worldwide, including over 85 million records in the United States, with 25 gold, 18 platinum, and 12 multi-platinum certifications. They have achieved 21 top 40 hits on the U.S. Hot 100, 9 number one mainstream rock hits, 4 Grammy Awards, 6 American Music Awards. I think it's pretty obvious and goes without saying that this band is awesome, man. Like I said, they've been kicking that ass for 50 years, and they've had their pauses, but they've always seemed to put out hits. When I think of Aerosmith, what I think of is the way that they've spanned those decades. They've probably had 5 careers a regular band would be okay with. So when you think of the early days, like Toys in the Attic, going way back there, that's my dad's Aerosmith. You know what I mean? That's what I think about, you know, just the older generation. That's something my dad listened to. That's what he went on to. The mid 80s to the early 90s is what I would consider my Aerosmith. That'll kind of come across whenever you get to my top 10 list. When you think about the era that was Jaded, some of those kind of like pop rock things, that's somebody's mom's Aerosmith. You know what I mean? And then the way that they've kind of spun the wheel and just kept the rock and roll coming. Now it just feels like they're everybody's Aerosmith because everybody can find something by them that they love. And that's just a testament to their greatness that just shows the power of their songwriting and how skilled they are, man. They're very talented musicians. They're very awesome, awesome band. If I had to say where they rank on my top 10 bands of all time, I feel like they're right on the cusp of the top 5, maybe they're 6. and the band that's going to be with them, Black Crowes, they're right there too, man. So I feel like this particular run that they're about to go on is going to be pretty freaking awesome, man. These two bands together they're going to rock some houses. It's going to be really, really good. They both put on hell of a shows, man. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, man. So while I take this pause real quick, before we get into the top 10 list of my Aerosmith songs, let me know what you guys think about the band Aerosmith. Are they one of the greatest, if not the greatest, American rock band of all time? When you think of other rock bands from America, you're going to think Foo Fighters. You're going to think Van Halen. You're going to think Metallica, man. So put that into the debate. Is Aerosmith the greatest U.S. rock band of all time, man? Here we go. Jumping into my top 10 songs by the band Aerosmith. It's going to be a little heavy, like I said earlier, between the 80s and 90s around there, but they have really spanned decades of just great songwriting. So it was really hard for me to whittle down what I wanted in my list. So what I tried to do is I picked those songs that I just can't stop singing, the songs that get stuck in your head because these guys write really great, hooky, catchy songs. The songs that you try to keep up with when you're trying to sing along with Steven Tyler. And then Joe Perry, not really known as a soloing guitar player, but he has some great solos, no doubt about it. But he writes magical riffs. That's what I think of when I think of Joe Perry, is just these magical riffs that go along with these just hard rock, pop element songs that just fit perfectly, man. The perfect fit for him. And he has a tone to his guitar playing that is very, very unmistakable. And then as a drummer, I feel like I have to shout out Joey Kramer, man. Nothing really fancy, flashy about his drumming, but he's an awesome drummer. I was bummed to see that he's not going to be joining on this tour. The band shared the news that Joey Kramer's absence from this touring run, saying that Joey Kramer remains a beloved founding member of Aerosmith. He has regrettably made the decision to sit out the current scheduled touring dates. Maybe he'll jump in there for a few shows, kind of like Steven Adler did with Guns N' Roses during their first run of that Not In This Lifetime tour. It'd be cool to see him get up there on stage with him if he's able to, man. Joey's unmistakable and legendary presence behind the drum kit will be sorely missed. But yeah. Aerosmith's drummer that they had standing in for him before is a great guy, and he's going to play the parts, no doubtably, incredibly well, man. So shout out to them. But just as a songwriting powerhouse, Aerosmith is it, man. So it was really hard to pick which 10 songs are going to make my list, man. But here we are. I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to give a little clip taste of each song, just in case you never heard of them. Who knows? You know, hey, maybe you haven't heard of them. Maybe you have. But number 10 on my list is a song that my band does every time we play because it is a just bass-driven rock song that just makes you want to sing along with it. And that song is Sweet Emotion, man. I really dig it. I love playing the drums to that song. And it's just a really, really good time, man. Check it out. All right, coming in at number 9 is an old school Aerosmith song. Probably one of the first songs I heard by them, now that I think about it, actually. But that is Same Old Song and Dance, man. I can only describe that song as infectious because the hook and the riff to it, it can go on. And it could be a 20-minute song and you never get tired of it, man. It's a great one right there. At number 8, I have Take Me to the Other Side because of that chorus right there and the way that it grabs a hold of you and you just want to sing along to it. And rock out, man. And that's one of the songs that does have a pretty awesome Joe Perry guitar solo. Number 7 is more of a serious song. I really love it. I'm sorry if it doesn't tickle your fancy. That is a weird pun that I'm trying to make there. But Steven Tyler has a way with words, man. And I just feel like this beautiful story he's telling just fits it perfectly. The song is it's kind of like a groovy, really like groovy song because of the story he's telling. He wants to play perfect justice to it. And it's actually one of my favorite things in the world. And that song is called Pink. So if you know anything about the song Pink and what he's talking about, pink is my favorite color sometimes. And I just like what he's trying to put together there. And it's a ginormous play on words all across the spectrum. So coming in at number 7 is a personal favorite of mine, and that song is Pink. Number 6, an absolute classic. Old school, man. I said the first one earlier was old school, but this one's old school. This one's always played on the radio, I feel like, because of the dynamics of the song. So you have a nice kind of hook intro, and then towards the end, you have your kind of like your head banging. So Aerosmith kind of takes you on this train ride. Another terrible pun I'm trying to make right there, but that song is called Train Kept a Rollin'. The ending of that song with the soloing and the up tempo with the drums, really, really awesome stuff, man. I get into that big time, big time. Number 5 on my list is going to be another song from that 90s era, late 80s to early 90s era, and that is Falling in Love Is So Hard on the Knees. Right there, that play on words should just tell you everything about the silliness of what they're trying to do, but the storytelling they're trying to accomplish, man. So it's a really great song. It's about love, why it can hurt you sometimes, and I just love the idea of it being hard on your knees, man, because when you're getting up there in age, you can't bear a lot of weight, and when love starts to drag you down, you got to take care of your knees, man. So take it easy out there on your heart and your knees, by the way. Coming in at number 4 is another one of those late 80s songs that I really got into. This was when I was getting up and first starting to listen to music. My dad was like, hey, here's Aerosmith. Take it and run with it. So, and I did. And one of those songs that you would see on TV all the time with their music video was Love in an Elevator. And that's just, I mean, come on. What else could you want from Aerosmith's song besides the catchy hook of a chorus, the awesome verse that they have going on, another guitar solo that is just killer, and you know, the harmonies that they're kicking out with that song, and that's another really fun one to sing along with. So coming in at number 4, Love in an Elevator. Living it up when I'm going down. And we're going down to number 3, which is one I couldn't leave off the list. I kind of, I feel like it's the ultimate song. Like, I feel like if you were to poll, if this was Family Feud and you were going to poll 100 people, what is your favorite Aerosmith song? I feel like this one would probably be one of the higher ranked ones. And that's Dream On, man. Dream On, what an absolute classic of a song. Steven Tyler's voice, phenomenal, man. His singing range on the song alone is masterful, man. That's kind of where you can see where his chops are. And Dream On, man, it's been covered by so many people. It's been spun different ways by Eminem. I feel like it's classic. It's the quintessential Aerosmith song, man. So Dream On coming at number 3 for me. It's not my favorite, but I feel like it's one of those that you have to pay respect to. Number 2, I don't know how many lists this one would actually be on, but it is high on my list because I can't get enough of it, man. I feel like when I go to listen to Aerosmith, this is the one. It's going to be the second one because the first one is my first one, but this is going to be the second song that kicks off my day, and introduced to it in a weird way. I don't think I heard it anywhere else besides at first. I didn't hear this anywhere else besides the Wayne's World 2 movie, when they come in at the end of Wayne's Stock and save the day by rocking the stage. But that song is Shut Up and Dance. There you have it right there. Shut Up and Dance, man. What else do you need to know, man? But that song's really awesome, man. It's a freaking absolute banger. I can't get enough of it. And it comes from the Wayne's World movie, which, you know, we love. We talked about it on the show before. So Shut Up and Dance is at number 2 for me. And before we get to number 1, my honorable mention I had at number 11 is going to be Boom, Shaka-Cha, Boom, Shaka-Cha. Just a drum-driven song with some great groovy verse riff stuff going on in there too. But that's Ragdoll, man. Awesome song, awesome song. Just missed the cut at number 11. At number 1, if you see where my list is and you see the eras that I love, you might can see where this is going. A lot of people, when they think of this song, they might think Mrs. Doubtfire. But when I think of this song, I think of screeching. And I think of awesome songwriting. And I think of killer chorus. And I think of awesomeness all around, man. But if you can't guess it by now, the number 1 song on my list of Aerosmith songs, Dude Looks Like a Lady, man. So like I said, just thinking about Mrs. Doubtfire, that scene where she's cleaning the house, or where Robin Williams is cleaning the house, dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire, just singing along into the broom handle or the mop or whatever he was using. you know, a dude dressed as a woman, man. So that's my number one song by Aerosmith. That is the song I can't get enough of. That's the song that as soon as it ends, I want to start it over again. And I just want to sing it at the top of my lungs. Like I said earlier, trying to keep up with Steven Tyler, man. So that's my list. That's my top 10 songs by Aerosmith, man. I hope you guys agree with my list or maybe some of the songs on my list. If I missed your favorite, please, like I said earlier, put them in that comments below. And yeah, man. So Aerosmith, one of the greatest bands of all time. Like I said, the debate is there. They could be one of the greatest American rock bands of all time. I hope I did them justice with this episode. And if I'm able to, I am definitely going to see them in the Black Crowes in concert. That one feels like I can't miss. That feels like I have to see that, man. I love the Black Crowes. I love Aerosmith. It feels like a must do. Speaking of must do's, I need you cats out there. Your must do, your homework for the week is come over, man. This weekend we have Mayhem happening on the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Everybody's a part of it except for me because I wasn't available to record anything. I apologize. But yeah, check it out, man. All of my friends are going to be doing this. It's going to be a great time. Like I said, my brother, Mr. Reviewer Bob, is putting his title on the line. So come on over to our YouTube channel. Check us out. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere. T Public Store. Show us some support. Show us some love because we love you guys. And it's going to be a great time, man. So until next week, I appreciate you guys so much. Stay healthy, stay happy, and most importantly, stay metal. We'll see you next time.